Hey, this is Luke. Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast. Powered by Bazo D Magazine. We'll be interviewing local creators who work in and around the clock for the Popover season and beyond. Join us on this journey as we go behind the scenes of what makes Popover, Popover. Welcome to episode 8 of the Lure It Up podcast, powered by Bazo D Magazine, recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless. On tonight's episode, we'll be having Tremaine from Awaken and Jeremy and Khadija from Epiphany Events. We hope you enjoy. Bazo D. So we're here with Tremaine from Awaken, and we're here to discuss his event Awaken that's going down this Sunday, July the 3rd.
And 4 a.m.
4 a.m. 4 a.m.
Yeah.
That's good. No, people be out early because 2018,
yeah, do you know?
We land there in the dark. People was there already.
Yep.
With the wall and everything. People was there.
That's usually the case. You know, that's usually the case. Persons do come out very early. We try to put on events that we would love for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've had consistently good events.
A couple of us had some ideas and we really wanted to bring it to fruition. Mm-hmm. The problem is that the general public all saw us as a group that hosts weekly events. Mm-hmm. And it was a little conflict between so many members because some was like, yeah, we should do this. And some was like, nah, we shouldn't do this. We ain't ready for this. I always thought we were ready because there are concepts I had in my mind that I wanted to get out that I felt would have worked. Mm-hmm. Going back to the logistics of the event, going to so many multiple all-inclusive, I felt like when I went, I like, there's so many things I can change here. So I said, no, we need to do this for ourselves because we know what the changes are.
Yeah.
So it started like that. And, you know, moving forward, we started at Golden Grove. Fantastic. People loved it. And we never wanted to advertise. Mm-hmm. We decided if persons had a good enough experience, they were shared with other people. That's where we are today.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So,
and it definitely has grown. And I give all of that to the patrons, I must say.
Yeah.
They have done a fantastic job.
Fantastic.
Along with the media that came on board. Because to this day, we hardly do advertise for it.
Yeah. Because it's just set in stone that people mm-hmm. are interested and they yep. want to go to it.
Yep.
Let's go over the basics of the event, as mm-hmm. in the location, the time, the performances, the sponsors of the event too, what people could generally expect from it too as well.
All right, so let's talk about the venue. So it's mm-hmm. Bellevue Polo Estate, that's mm-hmm. in Waterford. Starts at 4 a.m., so I encourage everybody to get there early. But mm-hmm. what to expect? Everything will be flying. Look, food will be start serving from 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Goddess Catering is one of the major caterers, and they will be in full effect.
Yeah.
There to serve you. You've experienced that.
I've experienced that. This is a machine that operates. Like,
yep.
After a certain time, change over to a different menu.
Yes,
like,
they do.
Like,
yes,
clockwork, just hyper efficient. So, yeah.
The menu is very vast, and we also have food for vegans as well.
Ah,
I had that question as well. So
yeah, that's a big question we've been seeing as well.
We have, in terms of, there are multiple food stations as well. Mm-hmm. So, we have sponsors on board like Wabisco.
Mm-hmm.
There's also Brighton's, there's Hyper.
Mm-hmm.
There's Street Pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Bearded Hogs. So, Bearded Hogs now, he's going to get impacted a lot because, you know, he's going to be roasting bright fruits.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be roasting pigs.
Yeah.
He can be doing bright fruit chips, some loaded fries. He can be doing some chicken. He's going to be, and some pigtails. He got a full fledged. His hands are full.
Wow.
He has a lot.
Wow, yeah.
Street Pasta will be offering, you know, their signature pasta, but it's mostly chicken and veg.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be serving as well. We have Robisco that will be bringing a chef mm-hmm. to do some toppings with their biscuits and stuff. Yep. Brighton's is going to be doing some curry stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They will be bringing a chef as well. And Hyper will be bringing, actually for the first time, Hyper will be having a vegan station.
So they're not
the only vegan station because Goddard's will be having a vegan station as well.
Okay,
so the food will be continuously flowing.
Yeah.
KFC's on board as well. And
it's a full experience.
In terms of the alcoholic side, you can experience it to be 1738 there. And you know, he's going to be doing cocktails, he's going to have his bicycles there, he's going to have a full experience. He's actually sent me the full listing of what the cocktails will look like.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to have your vodka cocktails, and then have Johnny Walker cocktails. Then you're going to have, we actually have a beer garden. There'll be a beer garden as well. Plain Hill there is going to be on board.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be Cotspur cocktails, Campari cocktails. It's going to have a main bar that for those persons that come in groups that everybody just drink anything, you can go to that bar and get
just whiskey bar. Yeah.
But so that person that just normally drink whiskey, you can buy the whiskey bar. The brandy people can buy the brandy bar. The vodka people can buy the vodka bar.
Hey, there was a year that I went to Awaken and people would not leave. The bars were to do that. No, yeah, like it was, people was like, they don't want to leave.
No.
They had to shut off the music. Yeah. People said, all right, we can stand up by the bar.
And I, to be honest, I don't have an issue with that because the amount of alcohol is being consumed, I prefer you to just cool down.
Yeah.
And stop here and, you know, cool off a bit.
Exactly.
We will have our water stations. Now, how I do the water, I actually have bins put down. And water and beer are actually in these bins. So you don't actually have to go to bars to get water. Yeah. You can just walk around and pick up. There'll be ice cream there as well. Sunshine coming on board. So they're actually going to be ladies that be walking through and providing snacks as well.
Snacks for everybody.
Yep. And they have a lot of snacks. Playboy will be there with it. Yeah, bunny ladies.
Yeah.
And I told them they have a lot of work because after so much alcohol, people will be going to get a little frisky.
Exactly. So they have a lot of
condoms. They have a lot of condoms to give out. So they'll be on board as well. It is a full experience. I mean, we'll talk about the entertainment now. Exactly. It's funny you ask me about the entertainment because a person always asks, will there be entertainment? There's always entertainment. There's always entertainment. We never advertise it because that's like bonus.
Yeah.
People want to know, like, I talk about what you're getting value for your money.
Yeah.
You know, the food and the drinks, that car is going to be crazy. You know, I got making moves at doing the full layout of the whole entire site plan. And then you got IGM to be on board. One of the things that's dear to me that I am trying to do, and I will talk about it now, like you, we lost a lot of friends in the last couple of years. So I'm hoping that I can get all the content, but what I'm going to be doing is a moment of silence for all those fallen soldiers. John Doe, some friends of mine that always attend events, some others. I mean, there are a lot, but I try to get pictures of everybody.
Yeah.
I try to make sure that that is showcased
on screen. That's very...
So I'm hoping that the persons can get the pictures for me that
very
I want.
Important.
If they don't, but we still have the moment of silence.
Yeah.
So that is very important to me because all these persons make up the industry. And they help or they actually contributed in one way or another. And so I think it's important that we continue to make sure that their names are not forgotten.
Yeah.
So that's their thing. So I really want to do that. I really, really want to do that. We get into the entertainment. So let me first apologize to all the persons that have been calling me trying to want play for Awaken. I can't have all.
Yeah, exactly. You just can't have it. Right? I know some people offer the services for free. There's been no one come and pay up. I just want to get there the first hour. I won't be there, but...
So I'm actually going to tell you a list. Lipo and Salis will be there. They're dear to me because we would have been the first group to ever put them on a stage.
Really?
We were the first. And they talk about it. But I'm happy to see where they've gone, how they've gone over the years. Good bunch of guys, man.
Yeah, they're
very good.
Good. Very, very talented. Very, very good people to lead.
For the first time, we are going to be having Mole and Bruce Almighty. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
And then you will have Charity Drummer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, for sure that. Yeah.
He'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a full. So you're actually hearing it for the first time because nobody heard it.
Yeah, nobody. No, we didn't see it before at all.
So you're actually getting what the entertainment would be like. So we have Penthouse 2.0. We have Salt and Dawn. We have Bubbles Evolution. We have Hachi and Sid. We have Marley and Scott.
That's good.
Yeah, so we have a full lineup. So when you look at your lineup and you look at what's happening, it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
And I even finished. We got coconut man, cutting coconuts. You can bring in some frozen ice lollies. That can be alcoholic, have alcohol content. And I try to help a lot of small people to a lot of small businesses. And then there's this peanut cup.
Yeah, I know the new thing. Yeah.
So I can bring him in as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff.
A lot.
I have fans and ladies.
That was a big,
everything,
full experience.
You definitely will get. When you look at what the content and what's involved for your money, it's like, I could pay you more.
You could pay more. I understand what it is that I'm getting. Yeah. You're not just pelting a fat at me and train some DJs and train some entertainment, and then it's just bam. That's it, done. And then you shape it out. As you say, you craft out an entire experience, crafting out a venue, crafting out the performances.
Sure. I have stage management. My daughter is now 8 years old, so she's now been added to that cast. She'll be guided by Michael Zeke Rogers, who has always done stage management for me in the past. So she's in good hands.
She'll be sorry. Yeah, exactly.
I have an MC. So it's like...
It's a proper event that you have fully fleshed out.
Definitely.
So let us know about these social media handles too as well, that people can find all the information.
Awaken Ultra Premium, that is IG. Facebook is the same Awaken. You can mainly get most of what you want from there.
Mm-hmm.
If you still need tickets, any committee members, you can call my number 851-1487. I am willing to deliver. I'm then there delivering as well. If you find yourself in town, Soul Addiction, I'm not sure if they have more tickets. those are 280 tickets. The 280 tickets are very, very, very slim.
Yeah.
And I'm just letting you all know, they will probably go up tomorrow by 300.
Absolutely.
Because there are no more.
Based on what you described to me, I wouldn't expect anything different, really and truly. So,
I mean, I really want to thank the committee members. I think they worked very hard. My social media person, Carrie Pilgrim, you know, my good friend, she's a pain in my tail sometimes, but she works very hard. I can safely say everybody. Big ups to LA Security. I'm actually one of the owner directors of LA Security.
Okay.
Be there to make sure everything is safe. We will have the ambulance on site in the event that things don't go
things
well.
Right, exactly.
Yes, that will be there. Big up to Kino. Big up to Petals Paradise, who will be doing decor.
Yeah, Petals is very good. Yeah.
Extremely good.
Very, very good.
And actually, I'm actually working with Crown Production as well because, again, I like to work with small businesses.
Yeah. And he's also very good too.
There you go. So I'm trying to get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Get everybody,
A GM that's going to do a fantastic job. I mentioned Making Moves before.
Mm.
So if you have to talk about sponsors, and I'm going to cause it off my head. So apart from who I've already called, let me start off with Digicel is on board. There's Cotspur, there's Campari, there's Johnny Walker, there's Murdoch Walker. But don't worry, guys. So some of those guys that like C-Rock, I'll have some there.
Yeah,
there's Remy Martin. Yes. I mentioned Rubisco. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to have some pre-mixed cocktails. I actually have a lot of friends that are into that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have some bottles of those.
And bottles.
We are going to have hookahs are going to be there. I would have done, the last thing I did in 2019 was a cigar station. But I don't need to do that anymore because everybody's bringing cigars.
Yeah.
So now what we are doing is that hookahs, for anybody who's interested in hookahs, you guys that would be interested, Ramel, break it yourself. Ramel Copping, he is going to have his hookah stations. You're going to work out an affordable price for anybody that want hookahs. I don't have a champagne sponsor, but champagne will be on sale if anybody wants. But for those that don't want champagne, Prosecco will be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
We will actually have a Prosecco cart that will have mimosas.
Woo. Woo.
But if you don't want mimosas, there's also another cart that you have to have Prosecco. Outside of that person that wants champagne will be very reasonable.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's not like you're going to buy another ticket.
Exactly. You're going to lick it yourself. Yeah.
So it's going to be a grand experience.
I'm looking forward to it.
Everybody's just waiting for it.
Just waiting.
Yeah.
Listen, this is the Cropover Star.
Everybody always say that. This is the time to start.
This is the event that is like sets the bar that people come and say, yeah, this is what you're looking forward to. Bam. Exactly. Proper, yes.
Hey boy, like, this is what we're waiting for.
This is what we're waiting for. Just don't to kick feel off. Like
it start till
you get awakened.
Correct.
And so we can come on and say, yeah, all right, you know, my Cropover begin, you know, the whole everything could begin from here.
I just know when you is to that pinnacle because my father's never been, he bought tickets. My mother bought, like, my sister over there, my brother, like, it's just crazy.
Whole family affair.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. We'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm going to try my best to make sure that I, all the little things, I try not to forget anything. So, generally, I don't sleep.
Of course, that's right? Standard.
But you can imagine it's even worse now.
Yeah.
My brain always racing, trying to remember, like,
I forget this body, you know. Yeah. I take off the spots, like, on this list in my head.
That's how it is, boy.
Yeah.
So, definitely. Coming on to your final days,
yeah,
got a lot of stuff to do tomorrow because, you know, Saturday, a lot of these distributors they're not open.
Yeah.
So, I got to make sure
everything's sorted out tomorrow and everybody good.
Yep, definitely.
So, yeah, we look forward to the event. Go crazy experience of a fully fantastic event.
Get there early, people.
Yeah, definitely. So, thank you very much for coming up.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we look forward to the event. Look forward to coverage, everything.
Sunday, for sure.
Definitely.
Welcome to Lurie's Up Podcast with Basil D. Magazine.
We're here with Jeremy from Epiphany Events. Thank you for joining us, Jeremy.
Pleasure is all mine.
So we're here to discuss your event. You're going to give us a run through of all about the Epiphany brand and what we should be expecting for the upcoming Cropover season.
Well, this Cropover season, Epiphany presents Space. It is going to be a spectacle at Highgate Bar there in Dash Valley. It's going to be a vibe. Mm-hmm. Epiphany's vibes nonstop.
So tell me how you got started with Epiphany Events. How did y'all first start out and how did we reach here now to Cropover 2022?
Well, how did we reach the Cropover 2022? Epiphany started, well, I want to say before the event actually came about, mm-hmm. Epiphany was literally, as the name gives away, it was literally Epiphany. This started from me and some friends as teenagers going to parties and realized like, you know, we want to do this. Mm-hmm. This is the thing that we want to do. This. Yeah. We want to put together something that people can enjoy. It was also to the fact that persons were going to fets and we were hearing the same new music over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but I want to hear another song from 2 years ago or a song from 3 years ago. And we weren't getting that. So it was the whole thing of mixing the old with the new and trying to always just keep a balance of these songs from last year and year in front and year in front of that. That were hot songs. Like, I want to go to a fete and I want to hear Lil Rick sing Girls Gone Wild. I want to hear Lil Rick bring 2005 song The Trap. Oh, I want to hear, I want to hear them as well as I want to hear Go Down With The Rain, for example. Right. So I want to hear Jam Down. I want to keep it, you know, mix it up as well. Epiphany is just the missing puzzle piece from your crop over experience.
I like that.
So that's just
Epiphany. I like that.
But as I was saying, it started from that. Mm-hmm. And back in 2018, we actually held our first event up by Fiddlewood. We had a great time up there. And we had performances from the general himself, Edwin Yearwood. We had Peter Ram. Had various persons up there. But then in 2019 is where I want to say we blew up a little bigger.
Yeah.
We brought it a little more home. We went to George Washington House. And once again, vibes.
Yeah,
vibes. The thing about Epiphany is always something new to come. Mm-hmm. You don't know what happened on the stage. Back in 2019, Stiffy perform a song on Thunderbolt Rhythm.
Yeah.
So like,
that was your rhythm.
Like, you don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And that's the same that's going to happen this year. We missed 2 years. Now it's 2022. It's going to be vibes. And we have a lot in store for persons.
Okay. Okay. So what should they look forward to now for this event for 2022?
The party starts from the gate.
Yeah.
From the time you park that car. Actually, let me go back from even before you park the car. Mm-hmm. From the time you're driving down the road. From the time you hit bus around the boat. You can know Epiphany happening.
Okay.
Music can be hitting thanks to one part. We ain't got location pins from lights in the sky. It can just be action. You drive down the road, you park. We got, thanks to one of our sponsors, Patron, you can get Patron shots by the door.
Wow.
You're getting, thanks to Alkalates, you're getting Hennessy chocolates when you come in. You're getting, you're getting, got a big up once again, another sponsor, Sunshine Snacks. That's confectionery snacks and Charles chocolate. You're getting that throughout the event. Once you come in,
you're getting a full experience. Chips. Yeah, you're crafting a full experience.
Correct.
So it's not just that you're throwing a fat. This is a full experience that you are creating.
Correct. All the while, you know, obviously we have crazy, crazy drink specials as well. As I said before, we got Patron shots when you come through the door. We got the Wars, so that is whiskey shots all night. You got Hennessy, and I also got a bigger another sponsor. We got Alfalfa Post Winkle Punch.
Oh, I love Alfalfa.
I don't know if you had that, but that is some that of the is, best rum punch.
That is the best. The best, yeah.
The I best rum punch in BIM. So you're getting that all night. You never know, you may get some shots of that by the door too, but
fingers crossed.
Right, keeping a little something there in the bag for persons. As I said, just drink specials. We have cocktails all night. Fantastic prices. Don't want to give those prices as yet either.
That's no problem.
But you need to come. Once tickets are $60 for early bird, $75 is general. At this moment, we still got a few early bird tickets left, but I can't promise how long I'm going to be there for. But we get our tickets from Top 10, that is in Sky Mall. We get them from Friction Clothing, that is there in Dome Mall. Our Superstyle Shoe Shop, that's in Bridgetown. Ticket links, you can go to our page, that's at the Epiphany Events on Instagram. We have the links straight there in our bio, as well as call 266-FET, that's 266-3383. That's our ticket outline.
Okay, that win. You win with that one, because I'm like, this is brilliant.
Yeah. 266-FET, that's Epiphany outline. Mm. Call that number, you get tickets delivered to your doorstep if you need that. So it's an event you don't want to miss, that's true. If you don't want to miss it.
That's brilliant. Yeah, good stuff. So remind me of the date. We, as you just called the box offices, you called them already. You sponsors. But remind me of the date, the event, location.
Mentioning sponsors, I also got a bigger another sponsor, which is Grace, as well as Fashion House. Definitely got to mention them. But the event, it all goes down July 23rd. Once again, at Highgate Gardens. That's there in Dash Valley. Once again, tickets are $60 early bird, $75 general. Basody.
Also joining us tonight is Khadija from the Epiphany team. Welcome, Khadija, to the podcast.
Thanks, Luke.
So she's here to tell us all about the vibes of the event, you know, to really give us a feel. What is it that people can expect from this event?
So we have, as Jeremy said, we are literally the missing puzzle piece to your crop over experience. Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to go to one event. that event is epiphany for you.
Yes.
Like, you don't have to think about it twice. You don't got to think about it three times. We are your number one choice for the event. We have some amazing DJs coming on. We have Touchdown. When you touchdown, you can know. Yeah,
you know for sure.
Touchdown, we have Big Mike and Evo. We have Hachi and Sids. We have Level Vibes. And you know when Level Vibes hitting a party. Once again, like
you
I said, it's vibes non-stop. We have the Legacy team, which is Nico Vibes and Gunna. And then we also have some amazing, amazing performances. Because if you remember from the last Epiphany, our performances were the highlight of Epiphany. We had Mole on stage that come out and drop a whole new remix. We had Stiffy. We had Lil Rick, who's coming at Epiphany. Trust and believe. When I told you we were mixing the old and the new, you can remember any Lil Rick songs?
Of course, I can remember. You can remember any full Lil Rick catalog. Songs? Even when he was talking about it earlier, I was remembering. Girls Gone Wild. I was remembering. What's the one where he's called all the names in the different communities?
Lil Rick is. I don't even know if to say I got Lil Ray or if I say I got Hyper Dog or to say I got
like, Chihuahua Businessman, Boarface, Hyper Dog.
Listen, whoever you want here will be at Epiphany. However you want to classify him, he is there. So trust and believe. And when I tell y'all we're mixing the old and the new, we had Timmy last crop over.
Love Timmy bad here. Bumper Catch a Fire.
You
all
understand?
That. Yeah.
So when I tell y'all that Epiphany is pace and it is vibes nonstop, trust and believe. Think back to East Coast days. If you're skinny, no walk. If you're skinny, no walk.
Yeah.
Like you can't, if you don't know them vibes, trust and believe. You need to come to Epiphany. Our sponsors have done the most for Epiphany. As Jeremy said, we got Hennessy, we got Dwarves, we got Patron. You're not short of drinks at Epiphany. Epiphany, you have everything you can need. And as I said before, it is vibes nonstop. It is your missing puzzle piece to the crop over experience. So if you know that you're a person that like to stand up in the back, that ain't a problem. You can stand up and you can do the two-step. We could got Q date for you. If you want to come and you want to go to your friend and you know you want to get up on top of shortwave speakers, get up on top of shortwave speakers.
You met shortwave me, you know? Climb on top of them there in Dubai.
Exactly. Lick those shot. Huh? So listen, all you got to do is bring your waist. We bring in the vibes. All right?
That's
it is Epiphany.
Simple,
so. The full crop over experience is happening right at Highgate on July 23rd, and the vibe starts at 5 p.m. So don't even be late.
Don't stick up. Don't waste no time. Just come out. Like, you want to bring in that crop over experience. Like, if crop over and touch you, but then Epiphany can electrify you. That's what you're telling me.
I'm telling you, my skin walking on no thinking about it because
you got me feel like the event is no this weekend. I hear right. I'm ready to go down the road, you know.
I know the vibes that we are bringing. We have a photo booth. So if you want, come out in your nice sharp pants, because this is not the stush event, but as I say, it is your choice. However you choose to enjoy yourself, however you choose to dress, that's no problem. But Epiphany is that ultimate sharp pants event, because you know that you see a waistline going wrong in a sharp pants more than anything.
Yes.
It is ultimate crop over experience, guys. So literally, sharp pants, sneakers, slippers, whatever you want to wear, come. Epiphany is your place to be to enjoy. No face watching. We just having a good time.
I love that. I love. Because you know a good, affordable party that you delivering an experience to people. I love you. You're just trying to fit. It's an experience that you bring into people.
Exactly. That's what I tell you. We're the missing puzzle piece to the ultimate crop over experience, you know?
Really, really love. I just ready for it now, you know? You got me hyped for it now. I'm ready to go down the road. Like, I want Epiphany tomorrow, you know?
Literally, Epiphany is that event that from the time you're driving, you ain't get out the car yet, and you got to put your hand on your head. You remember when you listening to John Doe in 95.3 in the morning?
Yes.
You got to put your hand on your head. What happened? He's staring at you.
One hand on your head. You're making it go wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Epiphany brings that experience to you.
Bring that vibes to you.
It's vibes nonstop.
Without a shadow of a doubt, like, you really selling this event. Like, you really got me want to go down the road knowing, like, I want to set a timer on my watch. I want to set my calendar that I done get ready, you know that July 23rd is just Epiphany Day.
It is. And you can get your tickets from Top 10. You can get your tickets from Fashion House. You can get your tickets from Friction Clothing. You can get tickets from Ticket Links. And if that don't work for you, look for Epiphany, the Epiphany event on Instagram. We could bring the ticket to you. Don't worry about that. We got you covered. The Epiphany Events presents Pace. July 23rd, Highgate Gardens. And if you can't find Highgate Gardens, get to Bussa and look in the sky. We got our own location pin just dropping down in Highgate Gardens. I'm telling you, it is vibes. And if you don't see that location pin, listen, you can just follow the music. Let the music guide you, because the music can carry you straight to Highgate Gardens, July 23rd.
Yes, I love this. Love this. You're bringing the vibes 100% to Lori up. You're telling me all about Epiphany, getting what people can feel for Pace. You know, when I'm bringing the Pace,
when I'm
bringing the vibes for Crop Over, when I go out all, so I had that all covered.
That's right. So once again, guys, get those tickets. Friction Clothing, Top 10 in Sky Mall. You can contact The Epiphany Events on Instagram. We're also on Facebook. And if that doesn't work, you can message us on WhatsApp, 266-FET, guys. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Ticket Links.
And anywhere you need to go, when I got people covered, you want to get you tickets, you want to bring them down to people, you get people all
you
covered.
You could be in Pycarna, we coming to
you. You have any committee members too as well?
You can contact Jeremy. Jeremy is your go-to person. You can contact myself, I'm Khadija. But other than that, we don't really have committee members because we know that you just want to go to a location and pick those up. So as I said, Top 10 in Sky Mall, Friction Clothing in Dome Mall. You can contact Fashion House. They're located in Highgate Hall, which is basically by Sky Mall. And that is also available for those who need the after hours. Contact Fashion House. And if that doesn't work, Ticket Links. Contact www.ticketlinks. So you know we always got the phones
ready.
Yep.
Got the fat lane ready.
Yeah.
Everything ready.
That's right.
Okay, that's brilliant stuff. Man, I really love how you sell this event here. And you got me, like I say, whether it's the patron at the door, whether it's working out whole night, whether it's climbing up on shortwave speakers, whether it's just, even if it is, I just want to come down, I want to do my little two-set in the back to the last hour.
Exactly.
Whether it's the performances that I can be able to look forward for, as you say, the old, the new, and that. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily, I will hear new soca, but when they carry me back in time, so I ain't got to look for a retro soca fact. I love that. I really, really love that. Because people don't build an appreciation for that old time soca.
Yeah.
And that you could carry me up through the years. I could hear songs that I ain't hearing in a while, or that I wouldn't go wait to hear a random radio session to listen to. But Epiphany can bring that to me.
Exactly. July 23rd, Highgate Gardens. We hope to see you there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us, Khadija.
That's no problem, Lou. It's my pleasure being here. Big up the Lori Up family, for sure.
Each and every time. We got Nameless too as well. And we got the entire Bazzi and Lori Up family. I hope to have you back sometime soon in the future too as well.
Thank you very much, Lou. It's a pleasure being here with you. Have a great night. Bazzi.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. This episode was recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions.